Turn the mics on.
Madam Clerk, item number one.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to implement an executive personnel change for Milwaukee Transport Services, Inc.
Okay. No, you go over there now.
Over here?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got somebody trying to bring somebody up here new right now. Let's lock and load. State your name for the record.
Good morning. James Martin, Director of Administration, Milwaukee County Department of Transportation, sitting in for Director Brian Dranzik today.
Okay. It's on you. Item number one.
As we start, just wanted to make the committee aware that there is another item related to this that will be on finance. Per our discussions with Corporation Counsel, the item before you is the approval of the managing director to replace Mr. Mike Juneau for the Milwaukee County Transit System at MTS. The item that will be on finance in discussions with Corporation Counsel, the salary has to go before finance for approval. So just wanted to make you aware before we go into this item that that will be on the finance agenda, the salary component.
And I thank you for being transparent about that. Thank you.
Thank you. As you are aware, Mr. Mike Juneau retired as the managing director recently after 33 years at Milwaukee Transport Services. Per the terms of the transit management agreement between Milwaukee County and Milwaukee Transport Services, the successor managing director must be approved by the county. Mr. Dan Boehm has been with Milwaukee Transport Services for 17 years. He's served in multiple capacities as the contract manager of paratransit, the manager of research and planning, most recently as the chief administrative officer of the organization, and he is currently serving as the interim managing director of MTS. Mr. Boehm has led several significant projects over his years at MTS, BRT review, the connector project, as well as managing the current Farebox project that's in process. On behalf of the director of the Department of Transportation, we're pleased to recommend for your approval today Mr. Dan Boehm as the managing director of Milwaukee Transport Services. And at this point, I can turn it back to you for any questions that you have.
Bang, you have any comments?
I'd just like to say I'm pleased to be here this morning, and I'm fully aware of the policy of bringing transit in-house. I am cooperating fully with Milwaukee County Department of Transportation and the hired consultants here on to do everything we can to make that a smooth transition.
Supervisor Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say, Mr. Boehm, the time that I've been on the board and worked with him, he's done an exceptional job for Milwaukee County, and I think he'll make an excellent director, and I would move approval.
We do have a motion for approval. Supervisor Lipscomb? Senator Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I fully support this nomination. I had a very good conversation with Mr. Boehm, although I've observed him also over the many years. He's taking this position during a very difficult time, and I really found that there's an absolute cooperative, can-do type of response, impressive backgrounds, civil engineer, among other past training, some multiple areas of experience. I think he brings great experience to this position, but has also come up through the MCTS system and fully understands the operations of the system. Is there anyone here, Mr. Chair, from DAS or from transportation? I don't know if...
He's part of transportation.
Transportation.
That's Brian's deputy.
Right, but is he... Well, right. Are you from the controller's office or from...
No, I'm the director of administration within the Department of Transportation.
Okay. My concern is more with regard to the Department of Transportation and the administration. I certainly hope that administration is fully supportive of the hard work this nominee is going to be doing. I'm not always so sure that your department has been as supportive as your department needs to be. And I perhaps you're the wrong person to be taking this message, but since you're the only one here from DAS and the administration right now, which is unfortunate, by the way, and I think it's somewhat of an insult to this committee. But I want to hear that you're going to cooperate with Mr. Boehm.
Mr. Tyler wanted to say something.
All right, there we are. Oh, I didn't even see him back there. Mr. Tyler.
He's hiding in the corner.
I'm hiding in the corner, yeah. Just very briefly, Don Tyler, Department of Administration. I can't specifically speak on behalf of the county executive, but I can certainly speak on behalf of administrative services and acknowledge what we're talking about here and very supportive of it. So,
well, I hope the message gets back to the county executive, because I think there have been some major missteps in transportation, and I want to know Mr. Boehm is going to get cooperated with. He's got a really hard job coming up, and I actually think administration has made this process much more difficult, and now we have someone taking the reins during an extremely difficult time. So I want to hear cooperation. I hope we don't find that we get a new director in another 6 months. That's my comment. Thank you.
Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if other candidates were also considered for the position.
MTS does put forward from within its ranks candidates, and I know that discussions were had between Director Juno and Director Dranzik as to who was being put forward in that. I was not part of those discussions, but I know they did have some discussions about potential successors to Mr. Juno.
So the process was internal within MTS to look at more than one candidate, choose someone, and make that recommendation to Milwaukee County?
Yes, MTS does look within, and I believe its board does have discussions. Its internal board does have discussions about that, correct?
Is there anyone here, Mr. Chairman, that could speak to simply differentiating for us generally how, correct me, is it Mr. Boehm?
Correct.
Mr. Boehm differed and excelled and outshone the other candidates. I'm just curious at hearing how they came to their conclusion.
Mr. Martin, Mr. Dranzik is not here at the present moment.
Mr. Boehm, I think we, you know, the Department of Transportation felt confident that given Mr. Boehm's significant variety of experience in the system and his knowledge of many areas of how the transit system operates and having, excelled through many levels of the organization with a long, successful history there, and leadership capabilities would be an ideal candidate to take over this position, to take the transit system forward. And the Department of Transportation is fully supportive of Mr. Boehm in those efforts.
I don't know that that answered my question, but I'm assuming there's no one from MTS other than Mr. Boehm here that could respond.
If I may, Mr. Chair, supervisors, if I may add that MTS has submitted a succession plan to MCDOT over the years. I have been named for several years as a succession candidate. They don't usually identify an individual, but they identify a very small pool of potential succession candidates should there be a need. And I've been labeled as such for several years.
That's much more helpful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support the motion. I just couldn't help. I can't help but make the observation that the very fact that we're even having this discussion and the nature of some of the questions illustrates the almost impossible distinction that we have here, in that we're talking about this as though this is in fact a division or a department of county government, and that's the way everyone's always understood it. We would never have such a discussion with any other quote-unquote contractor. When Transitional Living Services or Independence First or anyone else has an executive management change, they don't come before us for approval. And no one in office thinks that they have the ability to orchestrate an executive management change in those companies in the way that the executive and others have done here in the past. So I just think it's illustrative of how closely MTS and Walker County have worked together, the fact that this is the arrangement we seem to have. Thanks.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey?
Just one follow-up. If we didn't have a candidate of quality of Mr. Baim, I might be concerned about some of the things Supervisor Alexander was raising, but this is a very highly qualified candidate, and I quite frankly think it would be a mistake to bring in someone from the outside, given what we're doing right now in terms of trying to reorganize transit and really having to rely on the expertise of someone who fully understands the services. I appreciate Supervisor Lipscomb's comments, but it does not concern me that we don't have multiple candidates to look at. And if we did an RFP process and just took the, quote, the best bid, we wouldn't be getting an opportunity to challenge the management team that such a contractor had. So I think we've got a very good candidate in front of us, and I truly hope the full board supports it. Thank you.
Supervisor Bukowski, can I make a quick comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I'm going to accentuate, and shame on me because I have not done it for like my entire career, but besides the qualifications, and I know that a lot of people that we've brought on, that we've supported their appointments, their service to the community should be highlighted. And Mr. Baim, I just want to acknowledge the fact that if you look at his volunteer efforts, very important. And I think that needs to be accentuated. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to make an effort on my part to accentuate that because I've dropped the ball numerous times over the course of 22 years. But I just wanted to let Mr. Baim know that I'm impressed with his volunteer activities.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors.
No.
Thank you, Supervisor.
You need to wait until I call on you. If you keep talking, we're going to ask you to leave. Okay? Stop, please. Just for information for the committee, the reason why this individual or whoever that could be in that seat, we are the board of directors. We have a contract with MTCS. We are just approving who the management changed. They were, even if we had a private industry and they did the change, we still have to come because we will be the board of directors. And that's just why they have to come in front of us. I don't care who's sitting in that chair, but they need to come with them. We are the directors by federal law. So that's why we have to find out who's running the, whoever's running that, that's why that individual's right there. We have any other comments before I go to the committee? Mr. Macon is want to speak. You have a minute and a half because we're not going to have a love fest up here.
You know love fest. You know how I am?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. We don't need no love fest. Let's go.
Love fest. I don't have time for that. I'm right. Straight and direct. James Megan, president of Local 998. I know Supervisor Alexander has some concerns. Me and Dan Bain has sat down to talk about some issues that we have. We is in open communication, and that's what we need. Since that we are the union that's actually running the system and they managing the system, because despite how people feel, we are the backbone and we actually run the system. Y'all just oversee it. And we are working with him. He's working with us. Other than these other, you know, excuse me what I'm about to say, yahoos that I gave everybody a copy of that I would not work with. I'm just putting it out there. I would not work with them because we know how they treat the system throughout the United States and our public. This company has proven that they work with the public, make sure the system out there, and we're willing to work with them, and they're willing to work with us. There is some concerns out there that Dan Bain has set down, and we are talking about. But right now, I am favored in keeping it as is, and we're going to keep fighting, trying to keep MCTS here, wherever we need to do. Thank you.
We have Tom Strawicki. Strawicki.
No, I just concur with Mr. Macon.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
And we have Richard
Schreiner.
Schreiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Richard Schreiner. I reside at 912 East Pleasant Street. I'm a member of the Transit Service Advisory Committee, which was created by the County Board, although I should say I'm speaking on my own behalf at the moment. I'm here to support this nomination, and I'm supporting it especially in the context of the technology upgrades that are going on right now. I think everybody at this table understands that in one step we are taking MCTS fare collection and real-time tracking and other technologies from the 19th century to the 21st century in one step. It's a huge job. I used to do this sort of work professionally. I appreciate the magnitude of it. Mr. Bam has been an integral part of this project. It would be very wise, and I agree that this nomination is coming up now for Mr. Bain because it provides continuity in that project. It's very important. I think it would be a huge mistake to have a significant change in leadership at this point in the technology upgrades. Thank you.
And thank you for serving for Milwaukee County 103.
You're welcome.
Any other comments and questions? Supervisor Jerzyk, Mr. Bain, come
up. He doesn't need to come up. I just want to comment that he's a very big supporter of bicycles and bike racks.
Well, Mr. Bain, I think you need to leave now. I didn't know that was happening. I want to withdraw this nomination from here. Okay. And how do Mr. Dransit like? I know your buddy Dransit supports this, right? Okay. All right. I know y'all good friends, so okay. I want to throw that out there too. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
You got one. You have one more step, Mr. Bank.
Touche, by the way.
Congratulations, too. Item number two.